Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I think I'm becoming like the creepy neighbor, but I mean well. Like, I don't mean to be the creepy neighbor.
Oh, boy.
I mean to be like the nice neighbor. I want to be like Mr. Rogers, but I feel like... I don't know. I'm just becoming too much. That's what I want to be. So one of my neighbors, she's an elderly lady. She's like in her 80s. She's lived at this house for like an entire life. And her house was kind of run down. It's actually my next door neighbor. House is run down. And it's definitely like one of those houses, especially with that new park, like in Brentwood, that eventually whenever she passes, someone's going to come in, buy that house, knock it down, and probably build up something really nice and new. Because she's just been there forever. And because she's in her 80s, like the city actually came in last year, and she had these huge trees, just trees, and it looked like a jungle. I'm not even joking. It looked insane. You couldn't even see her house. It was covered by so many trees and branches. The city came in and removed everything, and it kind of sucked actually for her, because that's like, she didn't have air conditioning, so that was how she kept cool, is like the shade and stuff like that, and she hated that they did this to her. She was miserable because of it, and so I'm like really friendly and to her, and she means well, but her place does look pretty run down. And now since they knocked all that stuff down, her grass is starting to grow back. Now that we're getting this rainy season, it's growing and growing and growing, and because of her grass was growing so thick, myself and the neighbor behind me, one of the nicest guys, you guys met him, Hannah, yeah, and AB, yeah. Glenn, he's really, really nice dude, knows some of the blues players and things like that. He's like, hey, do you want me to use my lawnmower and take care of you? And she's like, no, if anything, I haven't had electricity in like a week.
What?
We're like, oh my God, like, you don't have electricity for a week? And he tells me about it because I wasn't home. And so him and I go over there and we're trying to get her electric turned back on. And she...
You?
Yeah, we're like calling the electric company and we're like, what's happening with her situation? He's like, she's behind in her bill. I think she's been sending her bill to the wrong place.
Oh, no.
And just really struggling. And so Glenn and I are like, well, we'll split the electric bill for you. You know, we'll pay for the electric bill. We'll get your electric turned back on. But do you have like family in the area and things like that? And she's like, yeah, my sister lives like not too far and things like that. And so I saw her sister come over one day, and I think, because rumor has it, like the neighbors have been coming in and out, and the sister's like, are you the one who paid for my sister's electric? Let me reimburse you guys. I want to help her. I can take care of her as her sister. She should probably come move in and live with me. And I'm like having this conversation, and the next day I see somebody like walking into her house, and I'm like standing there on the porch and I'm watching out for her. And my son's like, who's going in Miss Pat's house? Who's going in Miss Pat's house? And my wife's like, stop standing on the porch. Like, you guys are now overstepped your boundary. Like, you helped her out. You took care of her. Like, she has family. But I'm like watching over her house. And at one point she told me, she's like, these people got me on a tight leash. And I'm like, am I overstepping my boundary trying to help her? But I mean well, but my wife pointed out to me that, like, you guys are all up in her business. Take care of your own home. But like, yeah, I'm like all up in this lady's business. And I realized this past weekend that I just need to probably make sure she's okay. But she's got family in the area.
Kudos for you for looking out for your older neighbor. I think that's awesome.
Some of them all in, Kevin.
But I totally get where your wife's coming from, because now that you know that there's a sister who's reimbursed you for your help, now it's out of your hands. Now there's somebody else who's got the responsibility. You've done your job. You've done a great job as a neighbor. And I get it. You still are kind of worried.
I just worry that she's older and needs help. And I don't really know the situation, but I feel like it's my neighbor. I don't know if it's my neighborly duty to help somebody in need or if I should just make sure they're okay. But like, I feel like I'm all up in their business.
I think you're doing it right here. I actually had a neighbor. We have a neighbor across the street that we kind of keep an eye on.
Yeah.
And even if we see her like wandering down the road a street over, we're kind of like, is she too far away from her home?
Oh,
like, you know, we kind of keep an eye like, okay, when's she going to come back home type thing. Then there's another neighbor actually a couple weeks ago got locked out of her house, and I have the Ring doorbell. So she was like ringing the doorbell. I was not home. But then I kind of talked to her. I said, hey, I'm going to be home in a few minutes. Like, I can help you out. Then she got herself locked out of the house. Didn't have her house keys or car keys. She needed to call somebody, like call a ride to like come pick her up. So I just called her an Uber actually and got her to where she needed to go.
Good for you.
But like, I completely agree with what you're doing.
But sometimes you're like in the back of your head, like should I just let it be? But then also you're like, I want to make sure they're okay.
No doubt. Because you don't know if, like, again, like sometimes we think our neighbor across the street is like wandering down the road she shouldn't be wandering down.
I think you have the right to be all invested in this. Obviously, I don't really believe in boundaries, so I would be probably going inside of her house if it was me.
Let me fix this for you. Like, right. What? Hannah's like down at Ameren. Like, I'm here to represent.
Yeah, I mean, it's your neighbor. It's your community. You care. It's great.
Ah, and that makes me feel a little bit better that I'm trying to do the right thing. But yeah, the other day, literally, she was like, I'm married into this family. My husband is, her sister's son. And so she's like, I'm okay. Like, literally, like, stop creeping out your window, Brad. I'm like, all right, sorry. I was just being creepy. But realize, like, man, I'm so invested in this now. It's like, this is my reality TV, guys. This is what I have going on in my life.
It's going to be on Spectrum. Miss Pat.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
We're commercial free still. We're going to play a little game and just know, see how good you know tennis. I'll explain why in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis. It's
beautiful, it's big. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.